to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
I can, and welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my very special guest is the, well, first of all, let me just say, hour number two. And if you missed any parts of hour number one, I encourage you to go back. We'll have that up for you at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And we'll have that up for you. I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. And we're making a couple of minor technical adjustments as we bring him in. He is the candidate for the 16th district of Florida's congressional district. And all is well. All is well. Martin, can you hear me, my dear friend?
I can hear you.
I hear you, and you look marvelous, and you look, I love the Miami look background, or is that Lauderdale?
Actually, you know, it's Sarasota.
It's even more beautiful. Yeah.
It's the Ringling Bridge. You know, we used to have a drawbridge over Sarasota Bay until about 20 years ago, and then we built this single span bridge, and everybody thought it'd be terrible. And it's become iconic. It's like our Sydney Harbour Bridge. It is a beautiful place. I mean, anybody ever gets the chance to come down here, it's like San Diego without the woke.
There you go. Absolutely. It's not woke, it's awake. And that's really a good thing.
Oh, no, 100%. I guess my technical guy put his head in the corner there.
It's okay. It's okay. So, we're fine. We're good.
You know, that's interesting. A lot of people talk about that. We had a school board member the other day say that, it was good because there were a lot of woke people there. And I made exactly that comment. We actually have some campaign t-shirts that say, awake, not woke. Who knew that the woke would be afraid? We've got a lot to blame over for.
Well, there's no doubt. You know, it's interesting, and I know that you've been here in the United States for many, many years. I had Trevor Loudon. I don't know if you know Trevor. So I had Trevor on to open the program today. But I find it interesting, and I'll have Mike Zagba on following you. His dad, they're from Venezuela, and talking about, because his dad was there when Hugo Chavez and George Soros took over Venezuela, right, and destroyed that country, which was a beautiful country. But it's interesting to me that people who have come from foreign countries, come over here to America pursuing the American dream, are the ones that have to tell the majority who have grown up here and become apathetic, hey, wake up, dummies, you're losing your country.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely true. But that comes back down to the old thing, my dad always told me, people don't value things that they didn't earn for themselves. I didn't crawl over the border, but even people who crawl over the border, not that they should be here, they're in search of something, and they come here because they believe in the American dream, and they believe in the Constitution. I came here because I looked at my country and Britain and obviously Trevor, from New Zealand there, had seen, three, four generations of switching away. In Britain, after the Second World War, we let go of our greatest Englishman of all time, Winston Churchill.
Here.
A new way. We were tired, 25 years between two wars, millions of people died. And so they were seduced by socialism. The thing that happened in Britain was the same thing to an extent that happened in America, which is that in Britain, the Labour Party brought in National Health Service, which was allegedly going to be a better way. They brought in the so-called old age pension. And in America, did the same thing with Medicare and Social Security. And the idea would be that this was a new start. But what it actually did was create a sense of dependence from cradle to grave on the government, which is the antithesis. It's the opposite of what America was meant to be. And here we are 75, 80 years later, and we're paying the price because now there's no consequence for anything. There's no meritocracy. Now you get a trophy whether you win or whether you lose.
Well, you think about that. Woodrow Wilson to Roosevelt, right? I mean, two of probably the most influential socialist communist presidents that have ever sat in the White House. And yet, you know, one started the United Nations, the epitome of the globalist movement, and the other one started all of the social programs that were supposed to be temporary and government funding them by stealing our money through taxes.
Incredible, you know, 16th Amendment, obviously, you know, Woodrow Wilson was the president when that passed. You remember the interest or the rate of tax initially was 2%, and it was meant to pay for the First World War. And by the end of the war, I believe the highest rate was 70%, the classic bait and switch of all socialists. And you know, we talk about the media and how we've been lied to by the media in the last a few years. This has been going on for a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
This goes right back. How did we ever have a president in FDR that was in a wheelchair and almost nobody knew? Quite incredible. And it is those lies and this dishonesty that's been perpetrated on the American public. You know, I was laughing earlier, and perhaps not really that funny. Someone said something about COVID. And I said, you mean the biological weapon perpetrated on America by the Chinese?
Yes. Yes.
Because, I'm not a scientist. I don't need to be. We know where it started. But here's the thing. If you went out, any nation state went out and rose an economy through the world, and what better takeover could there possibly be? And why aren't we, never mind Taiwan, why aren't we on the borders walking into China? Why are we letting it go? And that's because we've got China Joe in the White House. And, history's going to look back on that as potentially the greatest crime ever perpetrated on mankind. An extraordinary thing. And yet, what has the response been? Masks and a vaccine that doesn't work?
It works. It works, Martin. It's doing exactly what it was meant to do. Peter McCullough was on my program on Monday talking about exactly what it's meant to do. It's meant to kill people, and that's exactly what it's doing. And Steve Kirsch went on to Fox and said that on Tucker Carlson, and Fox then attacked him for it, and Naomi Wolf went on and pulled up independent verification to show that what Kirsch said is 100% true, and the CDC and the FDA and Fauci all knew it before they even released this garbage on us.
Well, it's almost like a movie, isn't it? You've got these evil characters like Fauci, you've got the people in Congress there, and everybody shaking their head. You know, remember with the Warren Report, that was the first time we'd ever used the term conspiracy theorist. And, it was done and designed, and they found that it worked. So you put people out to be crackpots and, talk about them with a tinfoil hat on. Maybe history is going to look around and show that the likes of you, the likes of me, millions of Americans that weren't duped and seduced by the promise of a free lunch and a free life, were the people that saved America. I mean, I don't despair. I'm a positive person, but I look at it and people talk about, George Orwell and 1984 or whatever else. It couldn't be more accurate. And frankly, if George Orwell had written 1984 in 2022, nobody would buy it because it wouldn't make any sense because we're already living it.
Well, I think about, there's a James Bond film where the guy, is going to release a virus, and he already has the antidote for that virus. I can't remember the name, but you know what I'm talking about. It's one of the James Bond movies, And literally, as I was watching this, and I've got on my blog, because Nan Sue from the Epoch Times and I literally went through step by step telling people over 2 years ago that this was a biological chemical warfare attack on the United States of America, and then we spent almost 4 hours going through and telling them exactly how China was doing it, and now all of a sudden we've got a few people that are waking up and going, hey, you know what, I think maybe it might have been a biochemical warfare attack. Hello, come on, people. I mean, look, if you knew anything about General Pacheco and Russia and the disinformation campaigns of the 1940s and the 1950s after World War II, then you would understand exactly what's been happening to America.
Look, you mentioned Bond movies. You remember the evil third party to that was Spectre, you know, and they were talking about, you look at the Chinese and you look at what they do, and, you know, and they talk about, I think Joe said that a number of times, that China's not our enemy. Well, they're certainly not our friend. The truth is that we have to be.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah. This is a Trojan horse. But, you know, we actually have, you know, they talk about raiding Mar-a-Lago and trying to get hold of a bunch of papers that I don't suppose President Trump's ever read anyway. And not looking at the, you know, talk about shiny object. They're not looking at the fact that you've got a president with dementia who's got clear, direct financial links to China. And God knows what, you know, we know about Hunter Biden's laptop, but why would you assume it would stop there? Why would you assume that he isn't actively participating in an attempt to overthrow our republic? And let's be frank, turning up at a former president's home is reckless on its face, because all that happens, logically, if the Republicans had any cojones, which they don't, but if they did, next time round, after you win back the majority, the next thing you do would be knocking on Joe Biden's door, but they won't. And that's been the mark. That's the funny thing, is that we're playing flag football while the Democrats are playing contact. And we're getting smashed in the mouth every week, and the likes of Mitch McConnell are saying, hit me again. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, and that is, and we're going to be going into a break in a minute, but when we get back, we'll really dig into this. That's the reason why I know that you're running for Congress, and you're running against, a rhino, a long-term rhino, someone who thought that it was a great, and I remember sitting down with a guy named Harvey Hildebrand here in Texas, who was our state representative, and having a conversation with him about, we got to compromise, we got to do this, we got to do that. We had a super majority in the House, a super majority in the Senate, and a Republican governor, and none of the Republican Party platform was being passed. None of it. And his excuse was, well, one of these days the Democrats are going to be in charge. And I said to him, point blank, you know, if you guys keep not doing what we sent you there to do, you're absolutely right. The Democrats are one day going to be in charge, but it's going to be blood on your hands, because you have the majority right now and you keep killing the legislation that we sent you there to put through. They did it with Ryan and McConnell in Trump's first 2 years, and they did the same thing with Bush, and they did the same thing with Reagan. We'll be back with more with Martin Hyde here on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Here we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My very special guest, Martin Hyde, live from Florida, where he is running for the 16th congressional district seat in the state of Florida. And, you know, a lot of people are of the impression, Martin, that Florida, you know, Governor DeSantis, who's doing a fantastic job, that Florida's kind of locked up. But we've got Marco Rubio, who really has shot himself in the foot, quite frankly, with some of the things that he has done, some of the rhino behavior that he has had. He shot himself in the foot. But we've got Marco Rubio, who's in a battle with an incredibly leftist, radical senator. You're in a battle with a rhino right now. And so people shouldn't just assume that even in a place that's doing as well as Florida is doing, that there's not a need to seriously get engaged and get involved in what's going to happen in 2022.
Well, we all get the government we deserve, Pastor. And the truth is that, yeah, Marco Rubio voted for red flag gun laws, which are flagrantly unconstitutional. You know, you have due process. The argument that somebody can simply say that somebody is dangerous and with no evidence or whatever else, you can take away their constitutional rights, They also pushed it on the military personnel under their uniform military code. And then, you know, it's completely wrong. My opponent voted for HR 8 a couple of years ago, which was an extended background check bill, which, and then registration, and then, you know, registration turns into confiscation. They want to know not so much who's got the guns as the people they don't like who's got the guns. And we know why the Second Amendment was passed. It was to protect us against a despot or a government of tyranny, and we've got one. And the question is, what would happen if you took the guns away? And I'll tell you what happens. The same thing happened in Britain in the 90s when they outlawed the right to have a gun. They did the same, obviously, in Cuba and in Russia. They did it in Germany. Once they take the guns, that's it. Once you've taken away the ability for people to look after themselves, and as far as Marco Rubio is concerned, Marco Rubio is a great example of an establishment Republican. I don't know what he believes or what he really thinks, but he's only got himself to blame to be, you know, in the crosshairs there. Florida is in a good place because of Ron DeSantis, but don't forget, he only won by a handful of votes over what turned out to be a criminal drug addict in Andrew Gillum less than 4 years ago. Yeah. Imagine if that guy had been in charge of the state. Florida would be California now. We'd have income tax. We'd have been locked down. We'd probably still be locked down.
Yeah.
And you can't make this stuff up. So when you're talking about, you know, participating and apathy and indifference, just think Andrew Gillum as the governor of Florida during a pandemic, and how that would have shaken out. And it was literally less than one percentage point that separated us. You know, God shined down on us there and made sure that we dodged that one. But be under no illusions.
Right.
Demings is an absolute socialist communist. And the question of what happens if Val Demings becomes a senator, it's more a question on the national stage.
Right, because that flips the number.
Lose.
Yeah.
Or would not gain control of the Senate.
Absolutely.
And then we're back to square one for another couple of years.
Absolutely. So talk to me. We only have about a minute and a half left. Talk to me about what you intend to do when you become the congressman for the 16th District of Florida. What would that look like for Floridians?
Well, what it would look like for Floridians is that a promise made by Newt Gingrich in 1994 would be actually taken up, which is the push for term limits. The real problem that we have in this country, when George Washington was offered the presidency for life, is he said, we don't want another King George. Congress doesn't have term limits, and if we don't have term limits, you end up rewarding the establishment whose job is only to stay in their job. You won't get any change when change isn't necessary. My opponent took $5,000 from Bill Gates. Bill Gates isn't a Republican. Why on earth would Bill Gates give money to my opponent? Only and squarely because he knows he's a globalist and that's the future that they want.
Yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. The only concern, I'll tell you, Martin, that I have with term limits at this point is the problem isn't you going into that office. The problem is all the peripheral people that are in that office that have been there, and literally all that changes is the name on the door, and then the information you begin to get is filtered through those people, so you stop hearing the truth. And if we're gonna do term limits, somehow we've gotta get rid of all that staff. All that support staff, literally that office has got to be cleared out at the end of that term, and everybody's got to go, not just the congressman or the senator, not just the guy whose name's on the door.
I agree 100%. I mean, President Trump was right about draining the swamp. It's all of the special interests. You know, the FBI might want to take a look at the people up there and start turning up and doing dawn raids on their house. You know, when they went to my campaign manager, Roger Stone's house, with an arsenal of weapons, a guy in his 70s, didn't make any sense at all. You could turn up at these big pharmaceutical, big banks, big insurance companies, particularly the big media and IT companies, and take a good hard look at them and whose interests they're serving, because they're not serving that of the American public.
Well, they all
know what the basis was.
They ought to show up at the Planned Parenthood facilities where they're selling baby parts, for goodness sake, and not arrest the guy that points the video camera at them and shows you that that's exactly what they're doing. I talk about trafficking. That is just disgusting. All right, Martin Hyde, be sure and select Martin Hyde in the upcoming election. Find out more about him at his website. Give him the website real quick. We got to jump out.
MartinHyde.us.
MartinHyde.us. HYDE. Martin, always a pleasure to have you, my dear friend. And keep a seat warm down there in Florida. I'm going to make it down there. I'm just one of these days, I'm going to make it down there. I love Florida. We loved it when we lived in Clearwater. God bless you, my dear friend.
Thank you very much, Pastor. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Again, be sure and get over to martinhyde.us. martinhyde.us. Martin is running for 16th district in Florida. And you need to support him over there. You really need to support him. We don't want rhinos. We want the real deal. And Martin is one of those guys. Well, another one of those guys that's the real deal. And I've been so, it's just been such an honor to get to know him and have him on the program here with me. And I'm so pleased to have him back with me on the program. And he is a former Hollywood producer. He's still producing films, but now he's producing Christian flavored films. He is speaking on behalf of on behalf of his former country and what happened there, and hoping to open the eyes of Americans to what is going on here, and in particular addressing the issue of how the values of conservative America align with the Hispanic community. I want to welcome to the program Michael Sabga. Mike, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. It's always a pleasure being here with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I gotta tell you, man, I've got it written down right here, and I keep referring to it, over and over again. Here it is. It's right here in my notes. Open borders, uniparty, infiltrated education system, and an apathetic middle class America. Talking with Martin a little bit about that in our last segment, because he was saying, you know, what do you think? What do you think the issue is? And one of the issues, and we talked about the apathy issue, is a huge thing that, you know, 70 years ago, coming out of World War II and the Korean War, before we got into Vietnam, everybody was like, hey, we understand how bad communism is. I mean, I grew up, I was born in 1962. I'm 60 years old. I grew up with, you know, get under your desk, right, to protect yourself from a potential, you know, nuclear bomb, okay? I grew up with communists are evil, communists are bad. Anybody who professes communism, you need to immediately, you know, say, hey, you know, no, bad guys, don't do that, what have you. But you get into, you know, people that are in their 40s now, and they're like, well, no, you know, it's just that it was just the wrong people were in charge. Marxism is good.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's crazy. Yeah, I always love that one when they say, you know, it was just the wrong people were in charge. Well, what about the ones right now that are in charge? They're worse. You got people like Biden. You got, you know, Kamala. You got George Soros in charge. I mean, come on.
Well, but you know what? But the problem, but Mike, come on now. Orange man bad. That's the, you know, they've made this all about Donald Trump, and irrespective, and I like President Trump. I like his policies. I honestly, I do believe people say to me, well, Pastor, but he, you know, what about his, the things that he, listen, somebody needed to punch some people in the nose. Somebody needed to draw some blood. Somebody at the head, the leaders needed to say what needed to be said. And that's what he has done. Period. Okay. But all of that set aside, what we're finding, this isn't about, Donald Trump is a caricature, a fixture that the left can attack and point at and try to get us to divide over. The bottom line is they're pushing Marxism on us. That's what's happening at the end of the day.
That's right. That's right. Well, two quick things. They're not coming after him. They're coming after us.
Come on. It's
just head of the, you know, somebody they can point their finger at. But they're really coming after us. But that's, you're right. It's all a distraction. It's all because they're behind the scenes. They're just pushing their Marxism. They're pushing communism, you know, and you know, I'm going to just take a minute here, Pastor, if you allow me, because sometimes the audiences, need to understand a couple things about these concepts. You know, we throw these things out there like Marxism, communism, etc. So first of all, there is Karl Marx. So Karl Marx wrote the concept, the idea. He was the idea guy, right? In the mid 1800s, the Communist Manifesto, all these other things that he wrote, horrendous things in reality when you read them. And by the way, everybody should read this stuff. Don't be afraid. Don't say, well, oh man, I'm going to get, if I read this book, I'm going to become, you know, brainwashed by the book. No, no, no. Read it so you understand our enemy. You know, The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Know your enemy and know yourself. That's how you're going to win battles. So Karl Marx writes this thing, right? But it's just an ideology. You see, ideologies don't go anywhere without feet on the ground. So that's where Lenin comes in. So Leninism is the party. You know, he said, look, we got to create a party, a structure of people that are going to carry Karl Marx's idea into reality.
Okay.
But some of the most brutal people.
100 million people murdered. 100 million people murdered. And let me just add this, and then I'm going to throw it right back to you. But, you know, they talk about, because there's somewhere between 71 and 75 million Americans that voted in the last election for the ideology of a free America. The ideology of a constitutionally free, God-fearing, God-loving America, okay? And so they say, well, yeah, you know, there's too many of us for them to want to take us on. Ladies and gentlemen, they exterminated 100 million people. In one year, they starved out 9 million people in the Holodomor in Ukraine in between 32 and 33. In 1 year, they starved out 9 million people. I just want people to grasp in their heads, okay? Don't sit here and think, oh, well, there's too many of us. They won't try that. Please. Look what, I mean, you can, and now you can talk in more recent times, look what they did to the opposition in Venezuela when Chavez took over. They killed them. They killed, they imprisoned them, or they killed them, and they just disappeared. And that was in the hundreds of thousands.
That's correct. That's correct. And so, imagine that you have this ideology with a party now that makes it a reality, but puts it on the ground. And you know, Pastor Greg, it wasn't a big, big amount of people. It was a small group of dedicated people. And that's what we call communism. You know, the merger of Marxism and Leninism. So you have an ideology that now is being put into practice. That's what we call communism. So this is just to clarify what people out there might not be, you know, aware of these concepts that we throw around all the time. So now you're talking about these really, really bad people out there. Now, I always tell people this when we talk about Venezuela, Iran, some of these really, really bad, bad actors in the world. I want to tell you something right now, Pastor, and your audience. There is not a single good guy that is going to go out there and face these people and win, all right? They will chew them up. This is what they're doing to Biden. He's this nice guy, you know, and, you know, they're chewing him up to pieces, okay? So why Donald Trump? Why Donald Trump? You're talking about Donald Trump being, you know, well, this, that, the tweeting, the attitudes, the, you know, he's arrogant, all these things. But God chose him for a reason, because he is a fighter. He goes after the bad guys. He knows how to put him down on their knees with, like how he did with China with the trade, all the
embargo, stuff, right?
The embargo, the trade, yeah. the tariffs.
Yeah.
Tear them to pieces. He knows how to act against these big time bad guys.
Right.
Because why? Because guess where he grew up and where he made his business? In New York City, where you got some of the worst people you can imagine.
Some of the biggest bad guys in America.
Biggest bad guys in the world. Because remember, New York is sort of the financial center of the world. So imagine the scum and the swamp that is in New York. And so he fought that his whole life. God is training him for the bigger picture.
Amen.
To fight this big, big worldwide war that is being waged right now. So all the people that are wondering like, oh gosh, but his personality, forget about that. You need a fighter out there. Otherwise, get this, Pastor, they're going to chew us up to pieces.
Well, and let me give you an example of that. There's the General Counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, Kristen Wagner, was invited to Yale Law School for a panel discussion, and she and the panel had to be escorted out by security, safety police escort out, because this free speech panel was shut down by law students at Yale. So don't think that this is, but in civil society, this couldn't happen. No, law students at Yale were so violent that the police had to escort the panel out that was there to discuss free speech. We'll be back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Mike Sabga is my guest. And Mike, you know, as we were talking in the break about this, if you don't mind, I'd like to share my dad's story. Then I'd like you to share your story about coming over at 18, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
And then I think we should talk very quickly about the Darwin situation and the impact, because I've talked about that on the program and why that is such a big deal. But my dad fought in the Korean War. He was was in the service during the Korean War. He didn't fight literally at the coast, but he was on the USS Enterprise and the USS Boxer and on a tin can during the Korean War, served in the Navy. Came back in the late 1950s from serving over there and went to San Jose State University. When he was at San Jose State, sitting in one of the classrooms, the professor began to espouse communism and Marxism and how America was this imperialist country that had gone into Korea and had no business being there, and that they needed to embrace Marxism and all. Just a bunch of propaganda and nonsense. And my dad, I remember him telling me this story. He stood up and he said, stop. You kids, because, you know, he was a little older than some of the kids in the class having served in the military. He says, you kids don't understand. This stuff is bad. This man is lying to you. You need to stop lying to these children. I've been there. I've seen it. I've watched it firsthand, and you're a liar. Mike, they took my dad. They didn't correct the professor. They threw my dad out of San Jose State University so they could continue to teach Marxism in the classroom in the late 1950s. Now, you came over at 18 in what year?
1984.
Okay. And what happened to you?
Well, I was studying the Judeo-Christian principles of the Constitution and the founding of the U.S. at church. And this gentleman brought in some tapes about the John Birch Society, talking about how communism had infiltrated America for over 100 years even.
Mm-hmm.
I did not believe this guy. He's a good friend of mine. We're still good friends. Thank God for him, because he introduced me to so many things. And I say that because it's so important for us to teach others.
Yes.
So anyway, he said, well, listen, if you don't believe me, just go to university. You're in college, right? I said, yes. Go to the college and listen to what the teachers are really talking about and teaching. And guess what? He was absolutely right. They were already saying how our founding fathers were bad people. They were slave owners. They were racist. America was not founded on any Christian principles. They also, at that time, they hated Ronald Reagan openly because, you know, he was this conservative that was blowing the place up, basically, the establishment.
Yeah.
And I loved what Ronald Reagan did. And so it was already there. And then our big issue on campus at that time was evolution versus creationism. And then there was a lot of the gay pride stuff. They were trying to bring in these
push
gay
that.
Pride
parades. Okay.
And we were fighting that on campuses. And I'm telling you, they were violent against us. So you talked a minute ago about what happened in Yale and what's happening across the universities and what happened to your dad in 1958, right?
Right.
And you know, it's mind-boggling that in this beautiful, amazing, free country that our universities, you know, the institutions that are supposed to be teaching all of these great things that America is about,
right?
They're shutting people down. They're shutting voices down, especially us, the right. But they shut other people down, believe me. You know, when they brought in Venezuelans into the campuses back in the days when Chavez was still alive and communism was destroying Venezuela, they would bring these Venezuelan experts and refugees and stuff, because they thought that they were going to say good things about Chavez. And when it turned out that they didn't, like your dad, they booted him out. I knew them. I knew some of these people. Came and said, hey, Mike, they brought me. I was already established in the film industry, so they would come to me and for advice. And they would say, why did these people bring me into the campus? And then when I spoke the truth, they kicked me out. And I said, buddy, welcome to America right now.
Yeah.
And
not the truth they want you to say. Yeah. Well,
and Marxist infiltrated school systems. And then these guys would tell me, but Mike, that's just like Venezuela when they infiltrated our school systems.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, that's point number three in my list of four that you just said.
Right. Right.
And it's happening right here.
Well, and sadly, yeah, I mean, sadly, it's hard to find an education or a school funded by public money that is not, you know, just flat out espousing what you're talking about, from CRT to the LGBTQ to the, you know, this gender fluidity, the pornography that is being shown to our children. I read some stuff about that yesterday on the program, and I had to actually not read some of the information that was in there because I literally couldn't read it over air. But some of the description that was there, if I stood out on the sidewalk in front of the school and attempted to hand that material out to children as they walked out of school, I would be arrested for handing out pornographic material to kids. And yet that same material is being read to the children as part of their classroom assignment. But something that you mentioned that I wanted to really focus in on, because it early on it was so destructive, and that is the battle between creationism and Darwinism, and the idea that there isn't a creator, that God didn't create us, that we somehow had either a flashbang beginning, which then led to us crawling up out of swamps. But that is a very, very important idea in the Marxist religion, in the religion of secular humanism. You have to get people to swallow that, what is that, that red pill, if you will, in order for them to begin to embrace the rest of it. Can you speak to that for a minute?
Absolutely. Listen, Marxism, number one goal of Marxism is removing God out of society. That replacing God with government.
Yeah.
So if people believe in creationism and we're teaching it in the schools.
Right.
Right? It means we're putting God at the center of everything. Hey, listen, he created us and he created man different than the animals and all these other things, but mainly God created us and he's our creator. But if you take that away and you say, well, no, there was never a God. We came from the swamps. We came, you know, there was Big Bang. Well, you succeeded in basically persuading these children to believe like in science, you know, science figured this out.
Right.
There is no God. We came from here. We did, you know, so it is ultimately part of the Marxist culture of taking God out of everything and replacing it eventually with government being your God.
Yeah. Well, and I'm just gonna jump in and say this too. That's the reason why we're having the seminar that's happening, the webinar that's happening. Go to my website, chosengenerationradio.com. There's a place to register there at the thing. And what it is about, Mike, is it's about this issue of the demonization of American Christians. And it's Absolutely. Going to be, Frank Gaffney is gonna be the moderator of it. Folks, you've got 4:30 p.m. Eastern today. 4:30 p.m. Eastern today. The demonization of American Christians. It is such a critical thing for us to understand. It is happening. Mike, I appreciate it. Don't go anywhere. Hang on just one second. Folks, I got to take a break. I'll be back. Alan West from ACRU will be with us. We got a hold of him, and he will be with us at the top of the hour. Mike Sabga, hang on just a minute. I will be right back with Mike. Don't go anywhere.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backwards.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.